It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology, as you probably are aware, is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And by golly, we are coming into what is really the peak time of the year for phenologists. This and in the fall, this is when it really gets cracking and you got to be out there every day looking around. This past week, I have seen American woodcock. The sandhill cranes have been circling the house. There's a pair that I think are setting up a nest down in the swamp below me. They nest on the ground in sedge swamps. And when they have their babies, they'll eventually walk them out to the fields nearby, and that's where they'll make their stand for the summer. I also had a black bear come and visit, and had to put the dog on him. Actually, the dog wasn't on the bear, but the bear and the dog sort of ambled through the yard at speeds that are attainable by me only in a car. That bear can move, and the dog's no slouch either. But we lost the suet feeder for a day. The bear took the suet feeder, broke it open, ate the cakes, but because of the nature of the suet feeder, he didn't really wreck it. He just opened it up, and my wife was out looking at the bloodroot, which are blooming, and found the feeder. Bloodroot, that lovely white flower, probably an inch and a half across, starting to bloom right now. So get out and wander around a little bit. And if you find these large white flowers with yellow centers, that's bloodroot. And the leaves are going to be folded up against the stem down below. Like, think about like two hands in prayer. Pointed to the heavens, and the stem with the flower coming up right up out of the middle of those two hands. Ultimately, those leaves will open up and become quite large, but for now, it's the flower that's taking the scene. And that, first flowers 3 days early by my measure, and I think that was brought on by that really hot weather that we had. Interestingly, I had the flowers blooming on the 23rd. On the 24th, I had them at peak bloom. So the 23rd, there's like 50 buds there, just a field of buds, all tightly packed. And two or three of them are open. And on the 24th, when I walked out there, the whole thing was just carpeted in white. I've been looking around. I found a Canada columbine beginning to emerge. The Canada columbine is probably more well known around the area as a plant called honeysuckle, which it is not. But this is a red flower with five long spikes that stand up on the top of the flower. And that's where the nectar is. These are flowers well adapted to hummingbirds. In fact, they are significantly evolved to favor hummingbirds and moths with long tongues because they're the only ones who can get up in there and get to where the nectar is. But the fact that it's just emerging from the ground now means that it's probably 2 or 3 weeks away from bloom. The relationship with the hummingbirds is that when that flower really gets close to blooming, the hummingbirds will be coming back. And in the Grand Rapids area, hummingbirds, probably around the 5th to the 10th of May. And the orioles will be back about the same time. The orioles and the hummingbirds are almost directly related in terms of their return to the North Country. I don't expect that anytime soon, but probably coming up toward the end of next week. The eastern bluebirds have taken a nesting box in the field, and tree swallows have also moved in. The tree swallow sightings this year was 2 weeks late, and the reason for that is that in years when I have been on the mail route, I would be driving over the Prairie River every day, twice, and that's essentially the tree swallows come back. They hang out over water for a week or two. And then when things warm up and more insects begin to emerge and fly about, they move from the water from over the surface of the water to the fields where they will spend the summer. And that's where they are right now. I heard my first Wilson snipe this past week. That was about a day early. The tamaracks. Now, this is, I am very assiduous about my examination of tamaracks, and I went out on the 25th, which was last Friday, and looked at them very closely. And I'm sorry, 25th was probably last Saturday, wasn't it? I'm losing track of the days these days. Anyway, on the 25th, I went out and looked at the tamaracks, and I could see a lot of the buds were swollen and had little green caps on them. But actually, I found several that were open, I would say, about a millimeter. That's not very large. That's a small opening, but they are opening. And if you are driving by tamaracks in the next few days, keep an eye on them. They're going to break bud, and they're going to get progressively greener. So watch the tamaracks. If you're driving into work this morning, look at the tamaracks. They're going to be breaking out green here in the next few days, and you will probably be able to see that. I have a European larch in my yard, which is a relative of the tamarack and tends to run a little bit early on the tamarack. And it has male and female flowers quite well developed on it. You can see which are which. The male flowers are these big swollen yellow caps, and these female flowers are kind of a magenta color with a little bit of green near the base. And there, that's happening. It'll happen on the tamaracks within the next few days as well. So if you are lucky enough to have a tamarack or be near tamaracks, get out and look at them. Some of them are going to have flowers on them, and they're quite spectacular. Dark-eyed juncos. Last Saturday, they moved out. There were, before Saturday, last Friday, Thursday, I had flocks and flocks of juncos. And suddenly there were, I won't say none, but darned few. And even today, there'll be 2, 3, 4 juncos around my yard, but not like the 50 that I was carrying for a week or more. Fox sparrows are back. White-throated sparrows came back this week. The fox sparrow is transitory. He comes through on his way north, and he comes through on his way south, but we never see him the rest of the year. And the junco, for that matter, is transitory. Some of you in the Northeast will see juncos throughout the year, and occasionally I get one that nests by my house, but they're not a common bird here in the summertime. Ospreys are back. I've seen a lot of morning cloak butterflies in the last week. Paper birch are starting to break bud. First leaf buds are coming out on the paper birch, and that's about 3 days early. I have a flower called Northern Sweet Coltsfoot that is in bloom, and if you go to KAXE, KBXE Season Watch, you'll see a picture of the one that's blooming by my house. Now, I had about 20 of them in this patch, but the deer found them and ate off almost all of them. And I have since discovered that the Northern Sweet Coltsfoot is quite edible and is a pretty good green. It grows a lot like broccoli. The stalk that comes out of the ground, if you look at the picture that's on Facebook, that plant is about 4 inches high, but it's almost an inch thick. So it's got this really heavy stalk that's a lot like a broccoli stalk. And you can harvest that thing and eat it right up if you're of a nature. Now, I have to tell you a little story about Northern Sweet Coltsfoot and Gil Qual, because I found this flower. I'd actually never seen it in flower. I'd seen it post-flowering, because once it flowers, like the dandelion, it continues to grow and sometimes will double in height. And then the seed stage is a lot like a dandelion, except it never quite opens up. You know how a dandelion looks when it's closed, but seeds, the top is kind of this white fluff, and then gradually it opens up and it forms this globe of seeds that are carried about by these little bits of white fluff. Well, the Sweet Coltsfoot has that same white fluff, But the flower never really opens up the way the dandelion does. It's a little bit tighter, but it is similar. So it will be much easier to see when it gets to that stage because, like I say, it's going to double in height. It's going to go from 4 to 8, 10, 12 inches high, and then it'll be quite obvious. But when I first saw it, I looked at it and I thought, what the heck is this? And then I found something that looked like it in the book, and I would say, nah, can't be that because, I mean, look at it. It's the book shows this leaf that's about the size of a saucer. It's probably 5 or 6 inches across and looks like a maple leaf, lobed, huge leaf, not present. Where is it? Well, it turns out that the plant flowers has these little tiny bracts. They're not actually leaves that stick out the side of the stalk, but the leaves don't come along until midsummer. And they come from the same root and they're basal, but when they're present, there is no flower, no stalk, no, that's gone. But the leaf and the flower are not consonant. And it was Gil Quall who finally pointed that out to me and made me aware of why I was confused about the northern sweet coltsfoot. I mentioned that the hazelnuts are in peak of flower right now. Trailing arbutus has flower buds, and you can see the white creases in the buds, but no flowers yet. Fly honeysuckle, you heard them talking about that on the report from Northfield. It's in bloom down there. I can see where the flowers are. I can see the flowers. They're not open. They're little green pods, but I can see that they are the flowers and coming. So that's coming along. Common lilac is about I'd call it bud break. The leaves are out. The second and third stage leaves are out and are wider than the bud below. So the common lilac has bud break. Red maples are in bloom right now in the Grand Rapids area. And I would say pretty much from Grand Rapids going south, in bloom. From Grand Rapids going north, maybe not quite yet blooming. But as they bloom, and this was something that was apparent to me yesterday, I could walk along and I could see the male and female trees. So maples tend to be either male or female, although in the case of the maple, they can have branches that have male flowers and branches that have female flowers. For the most part, they're either male or female. And if you have a male red maple in your yard, or if you're driving by one right now, it's got a kind of an orangey red color to it. And that red the orange is the result of pollen. If you went up carefully and looked at the flower, you'd see these tendrils sticking up that have little balls at the end that are bright yellow. And those are the male flowers. That's the pollen. The female flowers are these little red fingers. They're called stigma, and they are sticking out of a bud, and they're just kind of like the legs of a spider sort of emerging from the bud, but they're bright red. And because of that, the female red maples look red. So if you're driving along this morning, look at the maples. If you see one that looks really red, it's probably a female. If you see one that's kind of orangey red, it's probably a male. The other note that I want to make right now is that the male catkins on the aspens are completely extended. They are probably empty of pollen by now. And in the next day or two, Ed Dallas down in Deerwood said that the catkins were falling off of the aspens yesterday. I have not seen that yet, but it should happen very soon. Here in northern Minnesota, last year they began to fall on the 26th, and 18 on the 1st of May, and 17 on the 17th of April, and 16 on the 21st, on the 7th of May, and 13, which is my latest date ever. That's when the male catkins began to fall. Typically, it's about a week from the time the catkins fall until the aspens will leaf out. So if you see the male aspens falling, the flowers of the male aspen falling off of your trees, chances are you're within about a week of the tree leafing out. Now, that is entirely weather dependent because in 2017, the catkins fell on the 17th, but the trees didn't leaf out until the 3rd of May. On average, aspens leaf out on April 29th. Although in the last 3 years, it's been April 8th, April 5th, and April 3rd. And then in 16, it was the 27th, or those were May, I'm sorry, May 8th, May 5th, May 3rd. That's 19, 18, and 17. In 16, it was April 27th. The average over 35 years is April 29th. This year, with the warm weather and the rain that's coming, I think that we will see aspens leafing out by the time I talk to you again next week, which will be on the 2nd. And the other final note that I had, let's see, aspen catkins and red maples. Juneberries are starting to break bud. Yellow birch breaking bud. Big tooth aspens have the little fuzzy catkins. They run a month or so behind, 3 weeks behind the trembling aspen, and you can see the furry catkins on the big tooth aspens right now. And finally, the silver maple in my yard, which began to bloom probably a week and a half or 2 weeks ago. Yesterday, the first of the male flowers began to fall off the tree. Male flowers, once they've thrown their pollen, they're no good to the tree, so the trees tend to get rid of them. That's why the catkins will be falling off the aspens as well. Keep your eyes open and let me know what's happening in your neighborhood. That's the Phenology Show for this week.